The Open Ears Project is supported by Belmont, who have collected and created some of the world's greatest luxury travel adventures. Iconic hotels, train journeys, river cruises, and safaris, each has a unique story to tell. Visit Belmont, BELMOND.com, and book your getaway today.
You're listening to The Open Ears Project. It's day 21.
Music is really the center of life. And it's true. Whenever I listen to this music, if I'm sad, if it's a lonely day, if something has happened, it just illuminates the day and puts everything in perspective. Nothing is important, only music is. It shows you that anything is possible. My name is Daniel Libeskind. I'm an architect, and I consider what I do as an architect an extension of my previous career as a virtuoso accordionist. And the piece that I chose today is the Toccata and Fugue in D minor by Bach. So from childhood, I was a musician. I wanted to play the piano, but, you know, I grew up in Poland. My parents were survivors of the Holocaust. And, you know, there was communism, anti-Semitism. And my parents were just afraid to bring the piano to the courtyard because of our neighbors. And then when I came to Israel, somebody said, why don't you compete in the America-Israel Prize for Music in Tel Aviv in the late 50s? And to make a long story short, I won that prize together with Yitzhak Perelman, the great violinist. There's something so real about this music that it makes you kind of mad, you know, crazy, because it's not well-ordered, it's not mannered in any way, it's just pure expression. When one listens to it, it's like music that is kind of like the color red, like a piece of fire. It transports you to an unknown world, a world that is completely open. It doesn't fit into a normal code of Bach's writing for the church. And I think that's exactly what it is. It's a piece of a very young person who is demonstrating the power, just the sheer magnitude of sound. And how that sound can move your soul in a way that no intellectual idea can move you that way. You're a participant in the flow of that energy. And the music takes you sort of up and down. It's through some act of passion, destiny, and it's kind of wild in its trajectories. Because there's the tension. You don't know in which direction it can be developed into a tragedy or into a amazing revelation. I think the healing power of architecture is like the healing power of music. It isn't just building something, not just memorializing, but going deeply into the place of memory and creating a space that is shared in ways that really resurrect the world. And I think that's the beauty of music. There's eternity in it. And I think that's true also of architecture. Even in ruined architecture, you can see an eternal sense of a spirit. You have to fall in love with what is there, what is possible, to do something that is inspired, that connects you to the sky, to the world that is greater than yourself.
Daniel Libeskind chose Bach's Toccata and Fugue in D minor, and we heard the arrangement for orchestra by Leopold Stokowski. You can hear that music coming up in just a moment. But I wonder, is there a piece of music that creates a sort of space for you to be in, almost like an architectural structure, like Daniel was talking about? If so, we would love to hear about it. You can email us, hello@openearsproject.org. You can join the conversation on social media using the hashtag #OpenEarsProject, or you can find me on Twitter and Instagram @ClemencyBH. Here's the music. I'll see you tomorrow.